Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Wednesday, the 10th of August, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
And what, good morning.
Do we have any great national days today?
I actually haven't checked yet. Oh, no.
Okay.
30 seconds.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, let's give the weather.
Let's do the weather.
Yeah. All right. Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday. You know, some people call it hump day. Usually, I think that comes from those who work Monday through Friday at that. This is the day that is the getting over the hump until the weekend.
Of course.
Now, this many people are working from home now, and they have various schedules.
Every day is hump day.
Things have changed. So, happy to be back, and today will be sunny with a high of 92. We went outside this morning. It was
balmy.
It was weird because I'm so used to the extreme heat that walking out this time early in the morning, I get up really super early and I go in the backyard. So it's not until the sun starts to come over that you kind of get like a feeling of what the day is going to be like. So today when you get outside, our high will be 92 and our overnight lows will be 65. Mostly clear with some haze now. Tomorrow will be a hot day with 97, mostly clear skies tomorrow night with 65. Friday calls for 98. Mostly clear skies, Friday night 67. As we look for the weekend, 100 on Saturday and 102 on Sunday.
Then it starts going up.
Yep,
next
103
week.
And Tuesday 105. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. Our veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, and they do so many things for our community. 365-3793. Now, Liam, what day of the week is it?
It is Wednesday, hump day, and also Agent Orange Awareness Day.
Ooh, okay.
Now, Agent Orange, you know, everybody thinks, well, that was back in Vietnam. But unfortunately, Agent Orange is still taking its toll on not only veterans that were exposed to it, but their families and everything. So, and it seems like every month they come up with a new disease that Agent Orange has been part of. So it's, they may have left Vietnam, but Vietnam has not left those veterans.
Well, speaking of, and this is an interesting and, you know, forgive me if you think it's a rather crass segue, you know, people who have been violated, I'm not really sure many of you agree or disagree, but how do you feel about the FBI agent searching Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida? This is part of an unrelated federal probe into whether he took classified records while he left the White House. So he is in being questioned under oath today at the New York Attorney General long-running civil investigation into his business, Trump.
Oh, Trump is, okay.
And I just think, my God, you know, will it ever end?
No, it won't, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump put the media on the spot, and he put, you know, and he accomplished a lot while he was there fighting the media, fighting the Democrats, fighting some of the Republicans in his own party. But here's this thing about that search warrant that was executed. They said for boxes, you know, for papers that he had taken with him that they thought were classified, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I don't remember. Well, maybe they did. Maybe the FBI. Did the FBI ever go after Hillary Clinton and go in and search her stuff, come into her home? You were looking at that yesterday, I think, Liam.
From what I could find, they didn't.
They did not. Okay.
They never looked for that computer that dropped off.
They're looking for anything in those papers, but it wasn't just that. It's anything. It's kind of that type of search warrant that they, you know, they're trying to find anything they can also on January 6th. And the other thing is, what it's done, it's coalesced people and millions of people who feel like January 6th is a witch hunt, which frankly I believe it is, because when you only have one side doing an investigation, because Nancy Pelosi would not allow the Republicans to choose the people they wanted to be on that committee, on that commission. She said no. And so he said, fine, then we're not going to put any on there. And that's where Liz Cheney got on it, and one other Republican. Liz Cheney is now, of course, underwater when it comes to her reelection campaign, and has even reached out to Democrats to help her get reelected, which didn't go over too good. But it's the whole thing is they don't want Trump to run in 2024, so they're trying to throw everything they can at him to see what sticks.
So according to this particular article, the search warrant was limited to finding presidential records as well as evidence of classified information being stored at Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's the thing. Of course, this is a quote by Trump. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has happened to ever in any president of the United States before. In addition to searching through Trump's office, they also combed through Melania Trump's wardrobe, including her drawers. They went through her drawers. Now, rifling through her drawers when they raided the former first family's Mar-a-Lago home. So they were looking through her wardrobe, in her closet, in her clothes, in her, see if they could find, I don't know, did they think they'd find hidden documents or notes?
She might have had something, some kind of top secret papers hidden in her.
Because after all, she is a spy.
Hidden into her bras.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or, this whole thing is just trashy. And here's the FBI. Here's the FBI that for so many decades was so trusted. And then the dossier came out, and it was found that they had agents there that were colluding and colluding. They found there was nothing there after all these studies. And then with Hillary Clinton, not only did she take home White House property, not only did she break the law by putting, classified information on her own servers that was open to, hacking, easily open to hacking. Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. So,
well, according to this article, financial disclosure forms revealed that they walked away, this is the Clintons, with $190,000 worth of furniture, china, flatware, art, and other gifts, nearly half of it acquired in their final year. It also turned out they took some property that actually belonged to the permanent White House collection. Ethic questions were also raised as Hillary Clinton, who was sworn in as senator on January 3, 2001, was accepting gifts significant of over $50, which is legally prohibited as a senator. Now, see this double standard? These are the kind of things that they wonder why the country is divided. Because what's happening here is just so, it's a witch hunt.
Well, and that's what people are finding or feeling. It's that, if the fear is so there that they want to find, if they find that he has a classified document, there's a law that says he can no longer run, or he's taken, he loses his position. However, as we've already pointed out, this happened with Clinton. It's probably, you could get most presidents that when they're writing their memoirs, maybe they have papers. But here's the bottom line. The president is the ultimate declassification authority. And he could just say, this isn't classified. So, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. Did you know you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding? The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays, so they have different also. You might want to check on that because I think they're also flying on Sundays. With tickets starting as low as $39 one way. You must book direct, though, at AveloAir.com. That's AveloAir.com. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Budd.
Can
this,
we just,
we will.
All right, so the
this
library.
This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value service in technology and TV, and he's been doing it for over 30 years. That's Doug Tooley. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local number for the best service, the best deals, 530-241-3474, B&T Satellite. Now, we just had a retired FBI agent on his way down to the gym came in.
Yes.
He says, I'm livid.
I listen to you guys every day going to and from. Yeah. And he said, I am beside myself because this FBI, this is not the country or the FBI that I knew. For 26 years, this guy was in the FBI. And he just said, you know, this is a travesty.
He said that.
Not those words, but... kind of that. He didn't use that word.
Pretty much. But what he said was the rank and file FBI is just totally embarrassed by this, and they're enraged because this is the top level guys and that have done these things. And he says the problem is that everybody sees what's going on and they assume that all FBI agents are like this, and you know they have to work with the public. But he said it's kind of like in the military. You get a search warrant issued by the Attorney General of the United States, and you've got two choices. One, it's an illegal order, and I don't have to follow that. Or if it is legal, then if I don't want to follow it, I have to quit. So they did their jobs. They served the search warrant, and they searched Mar-a-Lago. So, again, it's the top officials mm-hmm. there that are doing anything they can to take Trump out.
And, you know, there's so much going on in our country.
He's going to be back later. He'll be back on another day.
Yeah, exactly. When he said, when I can collect myself because he's mad. He's angry.
He's
all right. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called it an escalation in the weaponization. Listen to these words. An escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies. While former Vice President Mike Pence said it undermines public confidence in our justice system. He demanded a full accounting of the matter.
Of course it does. Now, something else that has, the more and more of this that comes out, the worse it gets. And this is about the Inflation Reduction Act. It turns out, you know, as you know, that the IRS is getting an additional something like, I don't know, 89,000 agents. And they said, we're going to concentrate on those rich. Well, it appears that Americans who earn less than $75,000 per year are slated to receive 60% of the additional tax audits. So in that spending package, that doesn't sound like the top 1%. It's an estimate based upon recent audit rates and tax filing data that shows individuals with an annual income of $75,000 or less would be subjected to 710,000 additional audits, while those making $1 million would receive 52,000 additional audits. Now, if you just look at numbers, you'll say, well, there's less millionaires than there are people making $75,000 or less. So if you look at percentages, but still, an additional 710,000 audits for people that are making 75, you know, middle class, lower middle class on that. And this is, overall, the IRS would conduct more than 1.2 million more annual audits of Americans' tax returns. And to boost tax enforcement, and the Inflation Reduction Act would appropriate more than $79 billion in additional funds to the IRS. And as we pointed out yesterday, making it larger than the Pentagon, the Border Patrol, the FBI, and another agency, combined. And then you hear today that in the
what, honey?
In the act today, I don't know. I think I just lost it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. The billionaire tax hike was removed. In other words, the taxes on these things, they weighed in on how the Democrats removed a proposed tax hike affecting billionaires from the Inflation Reduction Act in order to pass this massive spending bill. Wasn't that the idea, was that they were going to raise the taxes on billionaires to pay for this thing? The billionaires are people with the power to change, whether it's what we're trying to change. We shouldn't vote for it if that's something that's not being addressed, but it's not being addressed. Oh, we need this for the climate. So they took out the tax hike for billionaires. Excuse me, but I would say the rest of us are getting screwed by the Democrats on this. And that when you see things like this, you go, okay, they're going to raise the taxes on that. They're going to be checking the tax returns of the wealthy. And when they asked the head of the tax agency there, the White House spokesman who said, and he said, well, this will be just for people making over $400,000. He goes, well, maybe not. Excuse me?
Well, I want to talk about something. When we think of one of the things that does bring us together, that is music. And where can you go? Sometimes you'll have coffee houses. But when you have somebody who happens to be one of your favorites, and this is an opinion piece that I wanted to bring to your attention, written by Jonathan Cohen. And it goes like this. If you have a Bruce Springsteen fan in your life, they are probably upset, confused, and short on cash. Last month, the tickets for the U.S. Leg of the Artist 2023 tour went on sale. As usual, demand was high. This time, so were prices. Some tickets were listed for thousands of dollars, not including fees, and part of the Ticketmaster's use of dynamic pricing. An algorithm similar to that used for hotel rooms and airplane tickets. Initially, fans hoped that this was just a misunderstanding, but those hopes were dashed by comments Springsteen's manager made in the New York Times that seemed to acknowledge that Springsteen himself knew these types of prices might be in play. The ticket fiasco is not just a public relations crisis. It calls into question Springsteen's reciprocal relationship with his fans and the message he has repeatedly sent out about the danger of unchecked corporate greed, period. As a living embodiment of what he famously called the runaway American dream, Springsteen has never been against making a buck, but shows they're accessibly only to the rich or very lucky non-rich fans seems to violate what Bruce Springsteen stands for and may lead fans to question the boss's commitment to the values that he and his music have experienced for five decades. Now, I would think...
I saw that before. It was at Springsteen, you know, the man of the people, the blue-collar singer, which I've never believed for a heartbeat, which the cost on these things. Okay, let's go to the...
Robert, you are live on the air. Do you have a comment or want to say something? Or the both?
I've got a question. I wonder if you could look into something. I heard a little bit about it, and think that the listeners, your listeners, everybody really should know a little bit more about it, and that is I'm not sure if it's in this tax bill or if it's in a different bill, but apparently... there's about 30 different government agencies that are going to be allowed to have these so-called weapons of war, which I don't know if these are AR-15s. I'm not sure what weapons they have termed weapons of war. But anyway, a whole bunch, including the IRS, including the NEA, including you know, people that have no business. I mean, there's no reason that they should have weapons. And to me... this is really subverting sheriff's departments across the nation. All of these people, they have a law enforcement arm. It's called the sheriff's department. But what they don't want is they don't want the sheriff's departments going and doing this dirty work because the sheriff's departments know the people. Same thing happened, I don't know if you remember, well, I'm sure you remember, everybody remembers, Waco. Now, that guy was a whack job, but the sheriff knew him. If they would have gone to the sheriff, all those people didn't have to die.
No, in fact, the sheriff had arrested that guy on something else. He just waited till he was out running, and he ended up in the car. And the guy did. Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with that. Now, the IRS just bought 700,000 rounds of ammo, too.
Mm. What?
But I mean, right, Carl, right now, isn't the cry out at... you know, systemic racism, that they're killing minorities, right? That law enforcement is unfair. Well, why they're trying to take guns and take power away from local police, but they're giving it to federal authorities? I mean, I don't understand why everybody isn't up in arms about this. Weaponizing all, I mean, the NEA, the National Education Association, needs weapons? Why?
I don't know. Yeah, it might be something to look into. Thanks, Robert. We got to run.
Really appreciate that.
You bet. Okay.
So we have really intelligent listeners that talk really radio. Want to know.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? It's not blurred in right. The headlines. It's not this whole Trump, like, you know, let's go through your socks. Let's make you suffer more.
Okay, let's take a quick break. We're expecting Chad Bushnell to be calling in here in just a couple of minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Four branches, been open 15 years. It is local. Local board of directors, local people running this. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And if you're listening right now, that is Chad Bushnell. Yes, we're going to be playing his music in and out, and he's on the line with us right now. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR, 7:34 in the morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with a little good music, a lot of good music. And Chad Bushnell is on the line with us. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Great.
And you're going to be playing a concert here this week in Reading. Tell us about what's going to go on.
Yeah, so we're doing a benefit concert for Jackie Scarry. She's running for Miss Rodeo America, and so we're doing a benefit concert for her at Tiger Field, Colt 45 Baseball Stadium. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Show starts at 8 p.m., and so, yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, gates open, I think, around 7, and not earlier. So it will be, and you know, this is really good of you to come here for this concert for Jackie. She's just a fine young lady.
Yeah, she is. No, I'm excited to be a part of it. So.
And with your rodeo background, I mean, you know, clearly you're fourth generation. You're an accomplished roper and rodeo athlete. You live outside of Red Bluff with your bride, according to what I'm reading here. Let's talk a little bit about your music. Being in that kind of environment, when did you pick up your guitar and realize I'm really going to pursue my musical career with this kind of music?
Man, you know, ever since I was little boy, I was always wanted to do this. You know, I was raised, my dad played in a local country band. You know, I watched him, and my grandma played at church. I have some relatives that played. I've always wanted to do it, and you know, through school, I entered talent shows and played small coffee shops, and then I pretty much knew, you know, when I was in college, I said, okay, I want to get through school, that I'm just going to pursue this full bore, basically. So, I mean, as soon as I graduated college, I really started going for it seriously after that.
So what is your, I'm going to just ask, again, I'm sorry, I didn't see your breath over there, Carl, but he was ready to, do you want to just go ahead and ask your question?
No.
Okay. So you're a fourth generation, you have this property, you are a expert farrier, all of the things when you think of in the cowboy life, you do this music, you've opened for some of the best and the biggest stars, you know, Dwight Yoakam, Kris Kristofferson, Billy Currington, Mark Willis, Colin Ray, the list goes on, including some of the new ones that are out by Lee Bryce, Aaron Watson, Scotty McCreary, just to name a few. Are you torn anyway with this Northern California life and Nashville life?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every week I think about, you know, should I be living there or should I not? But I think, you know, the music business has changed a lot, I think. And, you know, what I've been told is, you know, with the everything being digital, I really only need to be in Nashville to write and record and then, you know, network here and there. So I've been told to go in and out a lot. And you know, a lot of the, you know, the labels, they pretty much look at, like, your Spotify hits, your social media, and a lot of that you can just do online, you know. And so it seems like these days I've been told to be in and out of Nashville a lot. So, you know, I'm there every 2 or 3 months, and but I'm still, you know, still based out of here, and I actually really like it that way. Personally,
yeah.
I love Northern California.
Right, know? Right.
So.
Well, you've won a number of awards, too, Chad, you know. New Artist of the Year, Inspirational Country Showdown, first place winner in that. How much do you tour? After what you just said, you know, with it being kind of back here in Red Bluff area, but being in Nashville every so often, but what's your touring schedule look like?
It's pretty crazy, actually. I think I broke the record number of shows I played in June and July ever in my life. I think we did 30 shows.
Mm.
In 2 months, which is a lot for me.
what's the hardest part when you're on tour like that? Do you have a large group go with you, or is it, you know, you just meet people there, or is it kind of like rodeo riders that they fly in and fly out?
Man, it's probably the driving and the setting up and tearing down is the hardest part. You know, still being independent and you know, not really having it. I do have help, but at the same time, and you know, there's still some shows where I still set up some sound, and you know, that's the part that gets tough, especially during the summer when it's hot, you know. And sometimes by the time I perform, I'm like, dang, you know. And so yeah, I'd have to say that's the hardest part, you know. It's kind of dry. I still do a lot of the driving myself and setting up and stuff.
Wow, you know. So this weekend at Tiger Field, do you have side players, or you tell us what that's going to look like?
Yeah, no, we're going to have, you know, we have great sound. I'm really excited. You know, Net Sound from Reading stepped in. They're going to be providing sounds. And then, of course, I got my full band with me.
Oh, excellent.
You know, yeah, it's going to be a fun show. Got some players from, you know, mostly up here for this one. And so
that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So you probably have side players tucked away in various areas that you call. Like, but I think like you're in Nashville. Hey, I'm gonna call this drummer or that bass player. Is that how that works for you?
Yeah, a lot of times for me, I have, you know, people up here that I use, and when I'm in Texas to Nashville, I have a whole different set of people I use.
Right.
And, you know, on Friday, too, you know, Melissa Troper, she's going to be playing fiddle, and she's local. She's from Red Bluff, and she's, you know, a two-time national champion fiddle player, so she's been a great addition when I'm doing shows up here to have her. She's,
that is fantastic.
You know,
yeah, we've heard her play before. Hey, Chad, do you have like a, you know, you can't really, I guess maybe you could. Music being a business, do you have like a 5-year plan? Did you start out with something like that that says, hey, I want to do this and this and this and just see how it progresses?
Yeah, you know, and I just signed with Burning Ground Entertainment out of Nashville. We've been doing all, you know, just online, and they've been setting up plans for me and kind of places where I want to be in, you know, next few years. I mean, I know for me in the next year or two, I really want to be on tour, like, a, you know, at least a week or two tour with a national act. That's mm-hmm. probably one of my biggest goals right now, because I, you know, like, I've gotten open for a ton of people, you know, one time here in Northern California, but I think that's, you know, hoping maybe next summer I'll get to tour like a whole week or two from like LA to Seattle with somebody. That's
perfect.
That's a goal of mine right now.
Well, I think it's a goal that will definitely be achieved. Hey, listen, you also have your latest single, What Would Jesus Do? Now, I'm looking at your, I'm not sure how dated this is as far as that charted single, but we are going to play a little bit of that here on our morning show. It was number one on the Christian Music Weekly charts. That would have been December, you know, right by George Strait and Lauren Alania. So we know that those are, you know, great artists. So let's just play a little bit of that, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more with Chad Bushnell.
Awesome. Thank you.
Wanna be like me or not? Will I be proud? Will I be ashamed? Will I need to think it through? What would Jesus do? If you stop and listen.
I would love to always go right to the hook, you know. So, and that's the truth. What would Jesus do? Anyway, we love that, Chad. So tell us a little bit more about your set. Are you going to be playing, 2 hours? How many songs? Are they most of them original? Tell us what we're going to be seeing and hearing on Friday night.
Yeah, sort of, you know, my Chad Bushnell shows right now are sort of half and half. You know, I do half covers and half originals, and I'll be singing some of the songs off my past albums and some of, you know, my newer singles. And you know, I just finished an album in Texas, and the first single is going to be releasing into September. And so, yeah, you know, a lot of my newer stuff, and you know, a few Christian songs, some Garth Brooks, because I cover a lot of Garth. And so, yeah.
How could you not?
Yeah, Garth Brooks. Yeah, I mean, who is this guy? I mean, you know, hey, how did you get involved with Jackie?
Kind of just through, well, actually, I got to say, you know, Joe Bull over at Action News, and then those guys from Tigerfield, you know, I'm good friends with them, and so that's really how I got into this. And, of course, I know Jackie and I have mutual friends from, you know, the rodeo world that we know, so kind of both.
Well, the Reading Rodeo this year is celebrating its 75th anniversary. It's been around that long. Did you ever have your card or a permit when you were participating?
You know, I didn't really. I didn't get that far with it. I wish, but no. I you know, I mostly team rope and steer wrestle, just, you know, throughout California. And my sister is mm-hmm. the one that kind of took off in the rodeo scene. So
yeah, I saw that. Is she what, breakaway or what?
Breakaway and team roping. Yeah, she's actually the brand ambassador and marketing person for Heel-O-Matic. You know, the company.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she works for them and kind of works with Cactus Ropes and some of those companies, and so she does really well, and yeah, so I'm happy for her.
The Heel-O-Matic, for people who don't understand that, is a device to help ropers practice on a machine that mimics a way a cow runs, though not perfectly, of course, because cows run in weird ways. Yeah. Hey, Chad, do you have a couple more minutes for us?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let us take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows better than Jeff Wurst how to fix a windshield. He's been doing this for several decades. Don't take a chance on your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. It's a veteran-owned business. Come on down and get your windshield repaired, but first get a free inspection and analysis from Jeff. He guarantees his work, and he guarantees it for life. You're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Chad Bushnell.
Thank God.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Where'd you go, baby? Missing you like crazy. What was really going on?
Welcome back to Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday, 7:50 in the morning here on the 10th of August. 66 degrees. It's actually nice out there. And on the phone, we're with recording artist, local hero, Chad Bushnell. How you doing, Chad? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? Your music is great. We were watching these old videos of you and all this. You got quite a repertoire there, a lot of songs.
Thank you.
Do you, I read someplace that you're kind of like a quiet person. You're not a big extrovert. How does that work when you're out there? Because you have such a great persona on the stage. How do you do that?
It's just kind of what I do. I've always performed probably more than anything out of in the music business, you know, growing up. And I just feel like I'm able to transform. Yeah, you know, in person I am kind of more quiet and reserved, but, I seem when I get on stage, it's just because of what I love to do, you know, and so I get up there and do it, I guess.
Yeah, because you have an amazing rapport with your audience. And, and that's why I was kind of surprised when I read that you're kind of more of a private person and in your personal life. Because a lot of times musicians are kind of out there.
Well, mm-hmm. not always. But Chad, you go back and forth with Nashville, so and all the places that you tour, and I love the fact that you've got, your players in the North State, and then you got your players in Nashville that you call. Have you ever worked with the drummer Chuck Tilley?
No, I've heard that name.
Yeah, one day we'll compare notes. But if you go to chadbushnell.com, you'll see the upcoming Chad Bushnell tours. And we're here to really promote the Tiger Field Benefit Concert for Miss Rodeo California, Jackie Scarry, who has been Miss Redding Rodeo a couple years. Then she went to Redding, California, then I think Redding, and now she's going for Miss California America. And as we all know,
Miss Rodeo America.
Miss Rodeo California. Yes, Miss Rodeo America, and as we all know, the funds it takes to go, to have your hotel room, for the costumes, for the just the event itself, it's such a wonderful accomplishment when it happens, but to get there is quite the cost.
Money.
Yeah.
It takes money.
So we're very, very supportive of this Tiger Field concert on Friday. And then also, you're going to be with opening for Pam Tillis, it looks here, for the Mosquito Serenade, held in Anderson on the 17th.
Yeah.
Of August.
No, I can't wait. I'm honored to open for Pam. So.
Have you opened for her in the past?
I have, yeah. I opened up for her at the State Theater in Red Bluff about 3 or 4 years ago.
Nice. Yeah, she's an icon, and of course years ago I did do a show with her father.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was tremendous. So I want to ask you, when you go for our listeners, when you go to Nashville, do you have certain writers that you're there, that you're set up with, where you have the 4-hour sessions? Do you go into, because that's the way it was done years ago, you would go in and you would have a block of time in some of the buildings that were down on Music Row, and you would write for 4-hour sessions, and you would go in, and they were always calling, always asking in the day that I was there, do you have any holds? Is that still the lingo they use today?
Yeah, pretty much. I get to, it's awesome. You know, I've been going back there for the last 6-7 years, and I get to write with some pretty cool guys. Dave Gibson and Corey Barker, probably the most. Dave, I don't know if you've heard Dave Gibson, but he's written a ton of hit songs, and I've gotten, acquainted with him, and he used to be in the Gibson Miller Band back in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and they had a couple of hit songs, and so Dave, I get to write with a lot. He produces me, and then Corey, he's more on the inspirational Christmas music side, and he's had a lot of cuts, and basically I just message them, and then they're either available or they're gone, so those are the main two guys I write with.
That's great. Now, when you go back, do you have a certain place that you stay? Do you just find a hotel room, or do you room up with someone?
You know, I've done both, but most of the time we stay at the Fiddler's Inn, and which is near the Grand Ole Opry.
Uh-huh.
And we like it over there because downtown's great, but it gets kind of, you
right.
know, it gets to be in a lot.
Right,
so,
right. Right.
The Fiddler's Inn's 10 minutes from downtown. We're close. We're by the Opry. So it's like the perfect spot.
Perfect.
Really reasonable. So that's where
yeah.
we stay.
That's great. Now, do you, when you go and you do your writing sessions, are you there, do you play a lot of open mic nights?
Yeah. My favorite spot to play is the local, which is kind of near Music Row. And Dave Gibson and Gray Crow, that's kind of how I got in there. They host every Monday night, sing a bunch of their hits, and then Tuesdays and Wednesdays, they bring in the upcoming, you know, songwriters.
That's excellent. So you can break
in.
Yeah, you can break in your tunes.
You know, Chad, it's really appreciated that you do that you're doing this for Jackie on Friday, and I want to remind everybody that Chad, who is just if you've been listening to his music, this is a talented young man, and I am going to be there. That and I shouldn't keep people away, but I'm going to be there on Friday because I want to see the whole thing, the whole enchilada there. It's going to be at Tiger Field. It's going to be Friday. And I think the gates open around 7, and you said that you start around 8 o'clock. So
yeah.
The temperatures are going to be down this week.
Mm,
so
be
and
beautiful.
By that time, it's going to be with the breeze off the river and the sun's down. It's going to be a beautiful night out there. Now, I do have one important question for you, Chad. Because
I'm sure it's going to deal with farrier.
I see that you're an accomplished farrier. And I have this horse that has a little problem with, you know, with farriers. And I thought of maybe in between tours, you want to come out and take a look at her.
What do you do to protect your back, buddy?
Yeah.
You're lifting equipment, you're schlepping your equipment while you're doing your gigs, and then you have to do ferry work. Are you in the process? Are you still a farrier?
You
still doing that work?
I do, yeah. I still have clients I've had for 8 or 10 years since I was in college. Yeah.
Really? I was kidding about that. You're still
I do still do some, yeah.
Is that right? Well, you know what? I bet there's not.
When you're good at something.
How many other musicians have you met in the country music industry that can actually shoe a horse?
You know, it's funny. You wouldn't think, but we've kind of came together, some of us, you know, that I know about four or five other ones between here and, you know, Texas, Southern California that sing and shoe horses. And we kind of, it's like a,
wow.
We kind of got to know each other, yeah.
It's like,
okay,
it's
now
like
I have
club.
A challenge for you. You need to put together, bring all these guys up here and do a concert with all these country guys that you play with. And then, you know, maybe you could do a round circle, like do it the Bluebird or some of these songwriter nights where you guys talk about your stories and then you play on your guitar. I would love to do that.
Let's do it, because, yeah, my buddy Clayton Lee, well, it's Clayton Entry. He goes by Clayton Lee now, but he's a horseshoer and sings, and he's originally from, like, the Napa area. And
Unless you've been to, like, the Bluebird or a place like that, you don't understand the magic that happens when the musicians circle and they play their guitar and they talk about the song, and then you're, oh, my God, it's that song, but then it's broken down into this wonderful acoustic rendition and the heart behind why the writer wrote it, and then they do jokes in between about, you know, I mean, that's magic, buddy.
Yeah.
You have to have a name, kind of like the Highwaymen, but you all can be called something else.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was being a little facetious with it, but it's cool to know you still have 8 clients that you've worked with a long time. Chad Bushnell.
I like it. It keeps me in shape because I hate to say this, but I do not like going to the gym. I've tried, and I'm not a gym guy, and maybe someday, but, you know, shoeing horses and lifting equipment, it keeps me in shape, and which, you know, for, you know, doing as many shows as we do, you have to be in somewhat good shape for that.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do it, you know. And so I like to go out. I mean, I like to go out and shoe horses, and I think it's, you know, it's good to keep in shape.
Yeah.
I like horses.
Probably keeps
yeah,
you
so
grounded,
we.
Too. I would think just the grounded of the spirit of being, you know, with the horse in the rodeo and doing the music that you do. I'm sure it's inspirational.
Yeah.
Well, Chad, thanks so much for being with us. And Chad Bushnell is going to be down at Tiger Field Friday night. It's going to be a fundraiser for our very own Jackie Scarry. And how appropriate to have our own Chad Bushnell from Red Bluff play. playing there. This guy is nationally famous, and rightfully so, if you ever listen to his music. And, Chad, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. No, I appreciate you guys.
You bet. You take care.
All right, thank you.
And we'll see you Friday. Okay, we're going to take a quick break for the news, and Jake Mangus will be joining us right after the break. She said, I don't like hay.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Florida home in what some Republicans view as a fishing expedition. The White House, though, insisting it only learned of the raid after the fact.
The president was not briefed, was not aware of it, no. No one at the White House was given a heads up, no, that did not happen.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the FBI and the Justice Department have said nothing about the raid, and that has Republicans, including Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas, demanding some answers.
It feels like Lady Justice took her blindfold off. When all this went down in Mar-a-Lago, my phone blew up. Friends and family members asked me, what in the world is going on?
GOP Senator Rand Paul calls the unprecedented raid on the home of a former president outrageous, unjust, but predictable. President Biden has signed legislation that focuses on veterans' health.
It's called the PACT Act, and it will enhance health care and disability benefits for millions of veterans exposed to toxic burn pits while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president describes the legislation as significant and says he's looking forward to signing it into law so veterans exposed to burn pits finally get the benefits and comprehensive health care they earned and deserve. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 510 points, a gain of 1.5%. The Nasdaq ahead 305 points, and the S&P trading 80 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Oil shipments from Russia through a critical pipeline to several European countries should resume soon after a problem over payments for the transit was resolved, according to Slovakia's finance minister. Russian state pipeline operator Transneft says it halted shipments through the southern branch of the pipeline, which flows through Ukraine, to the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Hungary. Transneft cited complications due to European Union sanctions for its actions on August 4th, saying its payment to the company's Ukrainian counterpart had been refused. Honda's fiscal first quarter profit fell 33% from last year as a global computer chip shortage, a pandemic-related lockdown in China, and rising costs of raw materials hurt the Japanese automaker. Toyota-based Honda reports its profit totaled $1.1 billion in the April through June period, down from $1.7 billion a year earlier. Townhall.com. Billions of dollars pouring into companies changing the recipe for plastic to make it more environmentally friendly.
Plastics are typically made with natural gas or crude oil as its basic carbon building block. Bioplastics plants using renewable materials such as corn, sugar, and cooking oil have been built around the world to produce a more environmentally safe plastic. Some bioplastic can dissolve in water or soil under correct conditions, while other types can be biodegraded in large industrial composters. Market share for bioplastics is expected to nearly triple by 2028. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal prosecutors building their case against two men described as leaders of a 2020 scheme to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. An alleged scheme described as FBI entrapment by the defendant's attorneys. Prosecutors previously failed to get convictions after a jury could not deliver a unanimous verdict last spring. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, with pithy comments and interesting guests. Today, the 10th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the head of the production here today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Feel free to join in.
Yeah. Hello.
That is Liam, right?
This is Liam.
Okay.
Hi, Liam.
Hi.
Do we have something to play?
Like...
Okay.
Oh,
All right. Sunny today with a high of 90. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. Currently high today. The high temperatures today will be sunny with 92, mostly clear. Then haze tonight with overnight lows of 65. Thursday calls for hot with 97. Thursday night, mostly clear, 65. And Friday, 98. Saturday hot, 100. Sunday, 102. Mostly clear skies throughout the night. That's your weekend forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And Liam.
Yes. The National Day?
No. That's okay. We'll get you a break. hey, you know what? Before we go to Jake. No, Linda, come here for a second. It's about you. that interview with Chad Bushnell. You come from such a background. A lot of people don't know this, but Linda spent 4 years down in Nashville writing songs. And you went down there as a country western writer. Mm-hmm. And nobody's heard her because she does, you know, the jazz and all this, but she's got an album of country western that is just outstanding.
And they don't, and not to correct you, they don't really call it, see, the old days,
well, whatever
they would call it country western. Now it's just country.
Country.
So okay. Because country isn't just country western.
Well, I am one of the old guys.
Well,
old
I mean, because when I went to Nashville in 95 is when I went, I ended up moving there and buying a condo. And living off of Music Row, and it would have been right at the crux of Shania Twain and Garth Brooks. They were just hitting it, and I got a chance to write. And you know, Reba's, they all had these wonderful writing houses, and it was still charming. And you could go into restaurants, and you had, you know, stars and big producers, and you know, Faith Hill's over here, and somebody. And it was just kind of like people did their thing, and they, you know, now it's turned into, Hollywood. It's turned into something else, but they still have some of the best musicians and writers in the world that live in this like 8 mile, 10 mile radius of they call it the music capital of the world, because things are coming out of there. And so in my day, it was just turning into, there was now rock coming in, and there was, you know, you could see the change in the music that was coming out of Nashville.
Well, it was just that gives you, when you're asking Chad things, like being able to play, do you ever go out and play in front of live audiences down there? And, oh, yeah, you know, this is where I like to play. But you see a lot of the big names back when you were there. But I don't know if they still do it as much, only because they'd be mobbed. But your up-and-coming musicians, the ones that are going to be, you know, the stars here in the next few years, well, they're out there playing in front of live crowds.
Well, you remember how Prince would, wherever he would go, you would always know that there would be a sighting from Prince that would play in a club. There are a lot of players that will just show up at a Holiday Inn or someplace and just go in and they'll break out a song. And this is what I love about the, when I talked about the Bluebird, I'm sure there's a lot of that, but that kind of is iconic in the way that you know, and they had down in the bar, they had like you were not allowed to talk. If you talked, you were kicked out in a bar. So you were there. There were four musicians in a circle, and you had no idea who you were going to hear. And they would start to sit there, and they'd just sit there and probably smoke a cigarette in those days and have a drink and a bit, and sit, you know, just pick. And the next thing you know, it was like huge famous song. And it was just a broken down version of it. And you were so engrossed in these guys. Yeah, we were just sitting in it. And it's just the greatest thing.
Okay. Well, we also found out that Chad is still shoeing horses. He's got like eight clients he's had a long time. And he's got other friends that in the country music realm that also shoe horses. We said, yeah, you need, you know, get them together. We got to come up with a name. And one of our chat room people said, hey, call them the Raspers. That's not a bad name.
Raspers?
The Raspers, because you rasp, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, we're here with Jake.
Yeah, Chad's,
thanks for letting
he's authentic.
Us.
Yeah, thank you for letting us take your time here, Jake.
Absolutely. No, this
he
is
authentic. And I can't wait to hear him Friday night. So, good morning.
Good morning. So Carl and Linda, it's great to see both of you today. I've brought a gift for Carl specifically, and I just think he should open it on the air and discover it on the air.
It looks like it's a very Apple, like an Apple wrapped kind of, you know, very contemporary white box.
Oh. It's a...
Yeah, what caliber is that?
That's 50 caliber.
Oh, you sure it's not a 500?
No, it's a 50 caliber. And this is a used to open up beverages.
Yes, exactly. So
how sweet is that?
Form and function.
Form and function. Oh, thank you very much.
And it's from our good friends at Caliber Office Furniture, Chris Cable, yesterday.
Yes.
We were out there, and once again, you call on Chris. He comes into the office, and he goes, you know what? I could sell you something, but I think I've got some stuff in my showroom that you might be interested in.
So amazing. Chris Cable, shout out. Yep.
Okay, so now I have something I can carry, and then if a police stop me, and I'll say, wait a minute, no, this is to open up, Diet Cokes.
I was laughing because yesterday when he gave it to me, I go, is this a whistle? I got the smaller caliber, so.
Well, that
makes sense, right?
Yeah, well, kind of.
So what's a 50 caliber, like, really?
This is the Mod Deuce, as we called them, the 50 caliber machine gun. Just, do you, it's hard to explain, but if you really want to make a statement, the 50 cal and the Mod Deuce machine gun can make that, make that statement. It can reach out a long way. Jake, we're going to take an early break, and then we can get into all the things that are happening.
No, because I remember a month ago, you threw down a challenge to me,
so I'm just
here to give you a report, report.
So. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right down here in Reading. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and just great people. This is where we shop for our jewelry because they have everything that you could possibly imagine at Four Winds Jewelry. Everything from Native American to estate to specially designed pieces, all at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Do you come from a land down under?
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
It is hump day. Thank
first
you.
For a second there, when he was talking to Julie and Mike, I thought it was the Reading City Council or something. I didn't know. But then Leslie showed up. I don't know. Do we know a Leslie over there?
Well, isn't there an elected official down there named Leslie?
It's got to be. Well, it's probably one of the people running for city council.
Well, there's so many of them. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Estate Granite is owned by Mike Huber. He's had it for a couple of decades here. It's a veteran-owned business. He is an extremely busy guy. He works by appointments only. But for a free consultation, give him a call at 241-STONE, 530-241-STONE, or learn more at estategranite.com. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And, okay, so I gave you homework last time.
You did. So last month, I came in here in a blaze of glory, or at least just had a lot of, a lot was going on around the riverfront, and there still is a lot going on, particularly the NERPON open space, the Cypress Street Bridge, and some other areas. And this became an issue for us at the chamber once again when we had people from the fly fishing community approach us and say, you know, we drift down the river. I mean, you hear different numbers, 1,500 boats a year, whatever it is, thousands of people usually coming from out of town with money to spend. Going through the middle of our community, eating at our restaurants, and staying in our hotels. Those are great things for a chamber and for our Visit Reading Tourism side of the house to know. But what they said was concerning because they said because of the state of the riverfront with people living outside and doing all kinds of bad things and the trash in the river in certain sections, we've decided to more often than not guide out of town instead of in town. And we're actually encouraging people to stay not in Reading but in other communities near us. So that's an issue. And the chamber said, well, let's get involved in this again. Let's jump back in and find out why it's gotten to be the way that it is. So knowing that it's complicated, knowing about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision in Boise, Idaho, that if you don't have an equal number of available beds for people that are in your point-in-time homeless count, then to remove them from a public space is cruel and unusual punishment. That was the decision that was made years ago. And then to see what's going on in Chico with the encampments and the lawsuit that they lost down there and the tiny home village that's been created, we looked at it and said, well, you got to do this right. You have to do this legally. What can be done? So I got together a meeting of people a couple weeks ago at City Hall, and it included a fly fisherman, the chief of police, the fire chief, Steve Bade representing the city manager's office because Barry Tippin was out of town, Kim Niemer representing the parks department because we're talking about the NERPON open space, the nation's finest homeless outreach group for veterans.
Great guys.
Great organization. Hill Country Clinic, they're out there assisting people with severe and persistent mental illness, sometimes drug addiction, sometimes both. And Mayor Schrader was there as well. And I just wanted to kind of paint this picture that it was as holistic of a group as I could come up with on a really short time period to try to get some action. Well, the biggest thing that I think, the two big takeaways from this is that before this meeting occurred, I was aware of Barry Tippin's plan to clean up the riverfront. He had stepped forward and led at the city this initiative to clear up the Henderson open space known as the NERPON open space, which means salmon run. I believe it's Wintu.
It is Wintu for salmon. And Barry had told me, in confidence that, we've been listening to your show.
Yes.
We've been hearing people. We've heard in that this is what we've come up
yep.
with.
And it's important for people to know that. So I wanted the fly fishing community to see that there is already a plan that's being executed. So we grabbed a local news guy who I might know and put him on a drift boat, and he got to see firsthand how things have devolved around the Cypress Street Bridge and the NERPON open space. I mean, the thing that's tricky about it, or the thing that doesn't make sense to me, probably one of the, other than we're allowing people to live in horrible conditions in our community, would be that there have been millions of dollars spent by governmental agencies to help save the critically endangered and near extinct Chinook salmon runs on the Sacramento River, namely the winter run Chinook salmon. No other place in the world can you find that specific species of salmon than the Sacramento River. And yet, right on the banks of this multi-million dollar side channel project, you've got what I was told was an open outdoor makeshift meth lab and garbage in the water and a person defecating, downstream from there. And you're thinking, well, not to mention the little homemade fish trap that was created right off the shore. So you got these juvenile salmon and these rainbow trout that are getting snagged and killed, and they're at the bottom of the river, and I'm looking down there and I'm going, there's a dead trout. And Ian Strati, who was our guide that day, said, yeah, probably a victim of poaching. And the thing with fly fishing is that people don't realize that these are barbless hooks. This is very highly regulated stuff. I mean, they couldn't even, the fly fishing cannot occur north upstream of the 44 bridge until August 1st as a way of protecting that fishery.
It's all catch and release.
Catch and release. Thank you for that. Yes, it's catch and release. And so I brought my son out with us that day, and we were able to get him out on a boat. And for the first time in his life, he went fly fishing on the river, hooked a fish on his own, and netted it and in the boat. And you've got this burly, I mean, these fish have shoulders, right? That's what they say. They're just amazing fish. That's why people come from all over the world to Redding to fly fish. And then you got that in juxtaposition to what we're dealing with on the shore. And you look at these people and you say, these are humans. This is a humanity issue. You're not criminalizing homelessness. We're criminalizing crime. So there are all of these different subcategories for people that are out there living unsheltered. And we know from years of trying to figure this out how complicated things are. But we know that at the Nerpon open space, there's a fence that's been put around it, a wrought iron fence. There are park hours. A resolution was approved by the city council to have a dawn till dusk time frame. So the way it was impressed upon me was it doesn't matter if you're the mayor or if you're out doing illegal activities living in the open space, you have to get out at dusk. And we got commitment that the Redding Police Department would be going through there and doing sweeps and
with the new park ranger group.
The new park ranger group that will come on board once they get those folks hired. And we're working with as many of the social service agencies as we can find to let the people know that are living out there that we've got motel rooms with your names on them. So you want a place that's cool or warm, a place where you can live with a roof over your head? We got that for you right now.
Well, you know, the ones that we've had on our show for years, and they're not fly fishermen. They're the people that live there.
Well, I think of like Dale Ball has been really vocal about this for years.
Indian Dave, they've, you know, a number of people out there. I've gotten email after email from people that live in that area that they have no quality of life. They pay taxes. They their tax money, as far as they're concerned, is just for what? So people can come in and steal everything I have, so they can have sex in my backyard in front of my granddaughter. I mean, these are things that go on there. Chainsaws, gunshots, fires, fireworks down there. I mean, when we talk about, the homeless, and you think of people, shivering in a makeshift cardboard shelter.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of them down there that, hey, they are doing these things besides the fact they're poaching, besides the fact they're putting, they've got ditches that they use, for their sewers that go right into the water. But this, is, I think maybe the city has come up with something.
Yeah.
This time, fencing it, hours, and people patrolling it. That's the big thing, is to keep people out of there.
Yep, and there's another element to this, too, and it's the state of California. So Tanessa Audette, representing the Dollies, she was at this meeting a couple weeks ago as well. I invited her to come because she had hipped us to this Assembly Bill 2633.
Yeah, I heard her talking about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to her, try and get her on the show too, because I didn't realize it, but she's also running for city council.
She is,
which we're going to talk about in the next half hour.
So I ended up giving her the floor so she could explain that it's a bill that was introduced in Sacramento, and it kind of stalled out in June. But the basics of it was allowing the enforcement of unpermitted camping along the American River Parkway in Sacramento. So we said, well, why not ask the Dollies to amend it to include the Sacramento River in Shasta County? And rather than focusing on homelessness, because it's so complicated and sometimes convoluted too, let's focus on the fish and let's focus on the environmental side of it, the riparian zone habitat that's very scarce and burning in warming fires and that have gone uncontrolled and so on. So we got word back from the initial lawmaker that their staff thought it was a strong argument and may have rekindled some life there. But at the very least, what we're also seeing is Sacramento County is now taking this as a localized issue, and they're handling it on the local level with allowing enforcement of unpermitted camping along the American River Parkway. And the reason why this has come about down there is because something really bad happened. There was like a rape murder type of situation, and it got the community up in arms. We've got to do something about this. So we don't want it to take something like that here for us to take action. So it's great to see that action is being taken. The issue that I see in the future is, and I think about people like Dale Ball and folks that live close by to the open spaces. Okay, so you put a fence around it and you kick everybody out. You try to get as many housed as will accept the help, but they're going to move around to other places. Where are they going to go next?
And well, that was the question I saw on the Shasta Scout.
Yep.
Somebody,
I read that article.
Did you read that article? They said, well, we're taking people that bound by the river. It's cooler. They've got water. It's a place of respite. Well, here's the thing. They don't want to go to the Good News Rescue Mission. Even though for the first 30 days there, there's no, you don't have to join anything. You don't have to go to, you know, you don't have to have any type of anti-drug or alcohol thing. In that 30 days, you're just clear just to go in there, get cool, be fed, showers, and clean. Yet, oh, well, that's a problem. See, every time something comes up and you try to do something, the new motels, the motel rooms, there's somebody on the other side that says, oh, it's just too hard for them to do. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
They've got to, like, suck it up. If they're being provided shelter and food and like this, suck it up and get there. I mean, we're offering it, and does it mean and now we have to beg them to take to take this assistance? No, it shouldn't be like that.
Yeah. And it's just that from what I understand, that that point in time count's so crucial to make sure you have available beds equal to that number.
Yeah. So what is? Do you remember what that point in time was?
It
wasn't a large number.
It's a few
number.
Hundred, like 300 or so, is what I understand.
Okay.
And but it's done in the dark of the winter and the cold, so I think the number is probably under reality. But
well. Okay, you know. Got to take a break here.
All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy and her gang over there, they are so wonderful. They're going to help you with all your insurance and financial needs. I know I've sent several friends over there. They've been helping families. So if you're in the middle of trying to figure out what am I going to do on Medicare and Medicaid, insurance, for any kind of thing, your business, your home, your boat, your trailer, your car, whatever, they are always helping veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, located on Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back.
Hey.
To Free Fire
I'm
Radio.
Just having
that's right. Linda and
having
Jake
a full
are
on conversation here.
Chatting.
I was loving that initial conversation of the show today about the Nashville days that Linda had, and I just think songwriting is such a cool idea.
I was there 20 years before she was. It's a little known fact. And I actually saw the cast of Hee Haw at one of the local cafes.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, that was back when Hee Haw. And, you know, and that was the thing she was kind of alluding to, is that back then, they were just everywhere. People on TV, music people, I mean, you know, they would just be in restaurants or stores or things like this. And like the Hagers and all the girls from Hee Haw, they all went down and ate at this one. And it was kind of like a line. It's like almost like a buffet type of cafe.
Sure.
And I'll be down there because it was close to the studios. So.
Well, you know, Merle Haggard, the late great Merle Haggard of Shasta County, one of that, what was it, are the, what was the one where he goes like, my favorite memory of all, when he wrote that song, and in it, one of the lines is, the winter we spent on Lake Shasta.
Well, he had his own booth down there at Lulu's. And, so.
Yeah, he came out of the restaurant one day when we were turning right, and my wife was in the car, and I go, you know, I'll never forget it because I just went so casually. I go, hey babe, look, Merle Haggard. Well, here we go up Pine Street.
Oh my.
You know, Country Music Hall of Famer and all that stuff. Shaped well, the generations of music.
We were
music.
Able to, we heard him, I heard him play twice before he passed. And when he finished playing, when his set was finished, that was it. He did not come back. Don't bother applauding, screaming, throwing money on the stage. Merle has left the building. Okay, we're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of, Reading Chamber of Commerce. 11 people have put in to run for city council for, what, 3 spots?
Yes.
And we have just heard, and this isn't official, but we have just heard that Mike DeQuisto is going to run. He's going to run for re-election. But a number of people, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we've got Joshua Johnson, who is a young man, local here, a realtor, I believe, but he's running for city council, so I can't wait to talk to him. And I'm going to try and line up as many of them as we can.
Absolutely.
I want everyone
on. You got
on,
some content.
Oh, my gosh. But just to hear who they are. And as you know, we've heard some of them before that in the supervisor's race that were a little strange.
Well, it's really important, and I'm glad that you, I mean, I'm seeing some daylight and I'm jumping right through it, right now because, the chamber's commitment to our business community and probably the greater community too, right, is that we want people to know more about these candidates, but specifically what they think about and how they would approach the biggest issues facing the business community so that when our businesses go to vote, they at least have an idea of where these people stand on those important issues to them. And remember, this is the big pivot that we made within the last year to get away from endorsing candidates and funding campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Instead, I always hated that.
Instead, we're that. We want to be a trusted source of information for our business community regarding these elected officials.
Once you endorse somebody, even if that other candidate has got great ideas, I mean, you've just totally turned them off and all their supporters. I think this new plan of having the forums and getting the information out to people without a jaundiced eye is the right way to do it.
True. Nobody likes a jaundiced eye.
No.
There you go.
Nobody wants a jaundiced eye.
A jaundiced eye. You know, okay, perhaps the older term, but
no,
everybody
I know
knows what
you
what
mean.
It means.
I saw this. I saw the veins and the yellowish, gleam.
Hey, God. All the things that are going on here, the latest on the river project. People, they've been asking people, have you gone to one of those yet?
When
they're asking people to come and comment.
Well, one last final thing on the other river comment, which was about the mess along the river and the people that are living outdoors and everything. Reading Police, they made a commitment that by the end of this month, it'll be cleaned out and people, the general public, will feel comfortable going there. And so when we were at this meeting that the chamber convened a couple of weeks ago at City Hall, I asked about community stream cleanups, right? So I know that the stream cleanup this year, it sounds like the community cleanup is going to focus in October on that section of the river. But how do we maintain that throughout the year? Do we give people in the community a chance to come together, like service groups and general public, to pick up trash and just show that we care? Kind of like that broken window syndrome, you know? So it's time to roll up our sleeves and not throw in the towel is the thought.
Well, United Shasta goes out and collects tons of garbage.
Yes.
Dr. Randy Smith went along cleaning out both sides of the river for not just trash, but all of the thousands of blackberry plants along
there. That's right.
The
non-native invasive species.
Yeah.
He goes after Private Creeky is his nickname.
But,
yeah, so it's these United Shasta, Shasta Support Services,
these
folks that for years have been at this. Joining forces and helping would be something that we'd be interested in looking at. But what Kim Niemer said at the meeting to us was, she said, generally people aren't so thrilled about coming out and, picking up syringes and dealing with human feces and things like that. So the best, she said, probably more realistic way that the community can help is by actually using these spaces, using them for their intended use, having healthy activities happen there. And if you can get enough of that programmed and people going and using them, then the idea is that the darkness or the bad element will go elsewhere.
Someplace else. Well, that's what Bill Shuler's been saying, and Chief Shuler's been saying for years, is that if people use a space, that other people move.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things about completing trails and things. But unfortunately, we've had groups of homeless or whatever have taken over things like outdoor bathrooms, destroyed them, or they've taken them over, and it becomes, you don't want to even get around it, and sure as hell don't want your kids around it. So cleaning it up, but then you're absolutely right. We have to use those spaces.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's, first of all, they're beautiful spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the new pond is just beautiful.
It
down
is.
There.
I've been back there,
yeah.
And it is an amazing place. And the bridge that's been built there too. You can actually go on top of this bridge and actually see salmon running up the river. So
going. Of course, now they use that bridge to go over to the island and party. But now that's
going
to end.
That's going to end. Yes.
Okay.
So the riverfront specific plan,
yeah.
Sacramento riverfront specific plan. In 1992, when one of my good friends and former board members, Mike Dahl, was on the city council, there was a specific plan process that was completed. And actually, when you go to the City of Reading website, under their current events, there is a link to the specific plan portal, and you can actually read the old document, the current document, I should probably say. So we're looking at that now and saying, remember, the council made the decision not to declare the property surplus where the Civic Auditorium and Rodeo Grounds are. They said, instead, let's update our specific plan for the riverfront. And it's that crescent area, probably down to about the Cypress Bridge, all the way around to the Civic and the Rodeo Grounds, just as sort of a snapshot look. And it involves a lot of that property that's owned by the Kutras family. So this would be a chance for community engagement and to find out, kind of related to our previous conversation, what do we want to see on our riverfront? And it's going to be a two-year process, it looks like. We might have a plan by the end of 2024 was what I read. So coming from someone that was wanting, I don't have much patience, and I was excited about something really big and cool happening along the river, and now we're getting back into planning mode. But it is what it is, and that's where we are now.
Well, the thing about it is, I knew some of the people, with K2 and this, that wanted to, had I believe what they said about what they wanted was the best for their community because they live here. They're not planning on moving. But it's at the same time the city council had stepped all over themselves with the Reading Rancheria and then not saying what it was on the closed meeting, and when they when it was discovered what it was about, people just went up in arms. Mm-hmm. My question is, because, and we'll get to this in the next segment, we have 11 people running for city council. We got 3 new positions, and over the next 2 years, you could have a brand new city council, right?
Correct.
And we're going to continue to do this. How is a city council going to keep that continuity? You can say, well, you got the city manager and you got this and that, but it's still, they have the final say on this. How do you keep your continuity on this? Oh, we're going to come up with a plan and hire somebody to do a plan. Well, you've got somebody right now that would do the plan.
Sure.
Are they going to turn around and say, okay, we'll pay you the money for your plan that you're going to do anyway? I find it, after watching what's gone on here for the last 15 years, do we have the capability to push something through that is as large and life-changing as changing that riverfront?
Well, I did have lunch yesterday with Chris Koutras, and I had a chance to – there were others at the table too, so it wasn't really my meeting, but I was listening and observing, and Chris stands by the belief that he wants to make sure that that the land stays under the ownership of the Koutras family.
Oh yeah,
he wants to be dealt with reasonably and fairly.
Yeah, and you can't do it unless you work with the Koutras family. So there's but that can happen.
Yep, I think it can. And we talk about different elements of this, like the road diet is a term that we heard yesterday, and of course that's about moving Park Marina Drive kind of maybe toward the back third of that little park that used to be a miniature golf course when I was a kid, and then being able to develop where the road currently is in some fashion. So anyway, there's a lot to it, and there's supposed to be a community survey out here soon. I know there were a couple of public meetings, but there'll be plenty of chances to engage. Yep.
Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at. But 2 days ago, I've never gotten a bad haircut there in 15 years. And how many times I've never gotten a bad haircut? They work by appointments only at 530-244-9478. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
That's just is one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line. When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
The Minted Warriors are taking over the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 12th. The 2022 Evolution Tour promises to bring you more high-flying, edge-of-your-seat action than ever before. From the first bell to the final three count, this show is jam-packed with entertainment. This wild event is sure to sell out, so grab your tickets today. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets are on sale at windriver.com. Find your moment at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 811 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hey, welcome back.
I wanted to do a quick tribute. Olivia Newton-John, I'm going to get teary-eyed here, because growing up as a singer, I loved her, and she was so beautiful, and she was this Australian, just really wholesome gal that I got a chance to see in Tahoe when she opened for Don Rickles, and it was right when she first came out with that song. And I Honestly Love You, remember that was a blockbuster hit. And then, as we know, that was before Grease, and that was before her whole Xanadu pop physical thing. And she was just somebody who was just very clean, very sweet. And, of course, you know, she battled with such grace, and Jane Seymour was her best friend. And I'm just reading articles about their 50-plus-year friendship. And that she had, was in 1992, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, stage 4, and she worked hard fighting it. And, you know, she was a dame, Dame Olivia Newton-John. She built a beautiful cancer hospital and ended up being a patient in it. So 20-some years later, after going through the bout with the breast cancer, it went into her back, and, you know, she was a very loyal person. And so I wasn't on the air, and I just thought it was really important to, you know, we have heroes in our life that do wonderful things with, no matter what they're going through and the pain and what they're suffering, is they do greater things beyond themselves. And so we must always remember her, not only for her music, but for her humanity and what she has done for women and men around the world. And so, hats off to you, Olivia Newton-John. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
And I used to sing I Honestly Love You.
Yeah.
And she inspired me. So, you know, I was 15 years old when I started to be able to work in clubs. And that was a part of my repertoire. And that other song, Let Me Be There, which was written by, you know, like a whole great country writers.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
The I had a question about the softball fields being taken away under that new plan. And then there was another plan, as we talked about, that was going to take part of the rodeo grounds coming out of the Parks Department. Hey, this is what I'm doing. I don't know. Is the Parks Department like a kingdom there?
I don't think so.
I'm just wondering. I mean, they just, you know, I mean, you have people coming in, the population, the people saying, oh, no, we need to keep these fields. And they just, you know, so what? I mean, the city council is voting on it. But it just seems like, well, wait a minute. You know, we don't, you know, you've got to have parks. But yet we don't take care of the parks we have. No, people don't go there. Yet we need more parks. Spend more money on that instead of anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk about 11 candidates. Have you ever heard of 11 candidates running for city council before?
I have not in my time. Oh my gosh, I don't know if we've ever had 11 candidates run for city council in Reading. Because usually the way it was, at least when I was a kid and so on, is it felt like people were kind of handpicked to you know, we're gonna have you serve on some boards, you're going to maybe be on the planning commission, you're going to prove yourself, get experience, understand how the city works, and learn the departments, the department heads, the needs of the people and everything. And these days, it's doesn't seem to be that same process. It seems like, you know, I'm going to learn as I go, and I feel like I have a passion to serve this community, so this is a way I can do it, you know? And that's... When we're asking people that we know about that have said they're, wanting to run or considering running, that's oftentimes what I hear is it's coming from the heart, and then they're trying to catch up with the rest of it, after that. So what that means to me is that, man, there's a really important role for, the chamber to play in terms of mentoring, newly elected officials or those that are even running, to know what the business community cares about and things that we're facing and that type of stuff, because we're not seeing a lot of experience in that group. I mean, there are people that we do know that are current chamber members that I've had a chance to interact with, and I know that they're knowledgeable, but then others that are unknown to us.
Well, there's 11 people in this, and that's why I think it's important that people listen to these forums to hear what where they're coming from. They're most important. The other thing too is asking them the question. Well, how do you plan on doing that? See, you can. For 15 years, Linda and I, 13 years, we've listened to people say this and this. We're taking care of homeless. We want, you know, and it's taken literally years to get to the spot where we actually have more police, and it's gone through a couple iterations of the city council, and we still are battling the homeless problem that we have here, trying to redesign our city. I mean, it's fine if you want to learn on the job, but how long does it take?
Yeah, and with the police shortage and those issues, I mean, I was looking at it from an economic standpoint and going like, the Great Recession knocked the wind out of a lot of public entities.
Of course it did.
And there were cuts made, and then we finally made our way back to this moment in time where we've got the resources in the general fund to get the police force back to where it should be for a city of our size. So that gives us some encouragement there too. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be surveying our membership and asking them for assistance on the questions that we should ask of these candidates. One of the things that I'm still wrestling with, I mean, this morning when I came in to the studio, I was wrestling with this. If you got 11 people running, do we do one forum with all 11 lined up, or do we split it into two different nights? You don't want to just ask three questions necessarily, because I don't know if we'll be able to dive in to really get to know the candidates. That's one thought. But on the other hand, you want to have everybody there so you can see them and how they stack up with one another, and not just here's half the group and only certain number of people can show up and see it, and they didn't see the other one, and and the second batch gets more of an advance notice on the questions that are going to be asked so they can better prepare.
So maybe it's a long night.
It might just be a long night. Maybe we, I don't know if we say it's a 3-hour thing. That happens, but we're going to be partnering with KCNR again, and we're looking at a late September date, so we'll confirm that and share it out once we've got it confirmed.
You might be able to run a 6 and 5, you know, do first six, and then take a 10-minute break, and we can chit-chat, and then the next 5 come up, instead of trying to do 11 people on a, you know, at one time.
Yeah.
Whoever knows.
Yep.
Anyway,
that's a big batch, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to go through the names that I know of, and I didn't get to 11, so there are some I don't even know about.
It's going to be interesting to see their backgrounds. Where are they coming from? Like you said, the level of experience.
Yeah.
Are you a business person, or are you somebody who has never written a check in their life?
Yeah. I mean, they're like Joshua Johnson reached out to me a couple years ago and said, I want to talk to you about something. I didn't know what it was going to be. So we were having coffee outside at from the hearth around the corner here. And he said, I'm thinking about running for city council. So he's been at this for quite some time. And there's a guy that's owned a business, knows development, knows real estate, knows the community, knows the startup community, all that kind of stuff. Tanessa Audette's another one that I know has been at this for a long time and has a lot of experience. I know it's dangerous getting into individual singling people out, but those are a couple that top of mind that I'm aware of that have experience. Jack Munns is a name that came up. He ran for city council last go around. He got a lot of votes, but did not get elected. And I've heard that he may be one of those 11. And kind of goes on and on like that. Kimberly Vollmers, who ran for supervisor, dropped out of the race in District 1 with Cry.